Good morning. I'm here with, who am I with here?
I'm not sure. It's a little early. Hi, it's Mark Springer. Oh, pardon me.
How are you doing this morning, Mark?
I'm just fine. Morning, Greg. Thanks for inviting me over.
For sure. Thanks for having, thanks for coming over. Why don't you start us off by, telling us about yourself?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I'm Mark Springer. I have lived in Bethel for, what year is this? Pretty close to 20 years. I have lived in Alaska since 1976. My wife, Juliana Moses, is from Hooper Bay. We have six children. Our youngest one just took off to go to Mount Edgecombe last week. So as I am kind of happy and at the same time a little sad to say, it's the first day of school in 30 years I haven't had to worry about getting grandkids or kids out the door.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us about what work you do?
Sure. I work over at ONC, it's Sauk-Mut Native Council. I'm the NALEMP coordinator, Native American Lands Environmental Mitigation Program, and we're cleaning up some formerly used defense sites here in Bethel on some BNC property.
Okay. And trying to learn a little bit more about your personality, what would you say is your favorite trait about yourself?
I think my sense of humor. I think having humor is really important. It doesn't matter where you are or what kind of a situation you're in. I think if you can't crack an appropriate joke or make somebody smile, it's a bust.
Uh huh. And maybe this relates to the next question. Maybe it doesn't. What do you think is the most important trait for a council member to have?
A collegial attitude.
What does that mean?
It means working together professionally, dealing with differences professionally and on behalf of, and not just a council member, any elected official. You know, you hear a lot about decorum in the United States Senate. Decorum is just as important in the Bethel City Council. Council members get elected by the people. People all have their own reasons for electing officials, but the officials are there because they got elected by the people who voted for them. You have to represent the people who voted for you, and you have to represent the people who didn't vote for you.
Mm-hmm. And you have experience on serving on Bethel City Council, right? Can you tell us about that experience?
Sure. I've served three terms. I've been appointed once for sure. My last term I was appointed. I've been elected a couple of times. I first got elected over the pool issue when the council had to make a decision as to whether or not accept the grant from the state legislature to construct the pool. I got elected with a slate of candidates that people were hoping would vote to get the pool, and turns out that we did. But I've been on the council for a number of terms, worked with a couple of, four and a half if you count temporary city managers, and worked through, quite a few significant issues.
Okay. And can you talk about that issue you talked about earlier and how it related to your experience on council? That issue of decorum, how did that play out? Was that more present in those councils?
You know, I was fortunate the first couple of terms that I was on there. Dr. Joe Klaka was the mayor, and he, in a meeting can be a heck of a leader. And we, nobody in the time that I was on the council, or most of the time I was on the council, there's nobody there that appeared to have any axes to grind. We all worked together well. We'd have long meetings sometimes, but they were long because we were working through things. But at the end of the night, everybody shake hands and, there's no hard feelings. There's no, no bullying during the council meeting. Nobody was told you can't talk about this or that. Everybody would get to, say their piece and be pretty satisfied with what they had to say, and maybe not always satisfied with the result, but nevertheless, a result was achieved, and most of the time, everybody, walked away happy that the job got done.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me more about kind of what role you played on that council? Like, were you the compromise finder, the devil's advocate, the rallier? What kind of role do you think you played on those councils?
Well, I think anybody that knows me, that's listened to council meetings, anywhere else, I have the maybe not necessarily the bad habit of trying to speak truth to power.
What does that mean?
Well, it means if somebody's trying to, I'm not afraid to express my opinion. Is one thing that it means. I'm not afraid to ask hard questions, whether it's of the city, or of if we have another kind of official visiting us, because those people get paid. Some of them are elected to answer questions, and if you don't ask the right questions, you're not going to get the right answers. And I usually try to find the right answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you have any complaints, or do you think there's any things that can improve of the way that the current council is operating?
Yeah, I think it appeared to me, both as a council member and then as a regular listener at council meetings, that there were some council members who just appeared to have, little or no respect for the city administration. And we've seen that played out. And it just never made any sense to me, why that was the case. You can disagree, you can ask questions, but don't treat your employee or employees. The council only has three employees: the city manager, the city clerk, and the city attorney. Don't treat your employees in a unprofessional fashion. And it's been my observation. I don't know about anybody else, but it was my observation that a couple of now former employees of the city were treated pretty badly during council meetings.
Let's do an imagination exercise. If you were to imagine yourself and place yourself on this current council, how would you have acted or done things to maybe do things differently?
That involves counting votes, and people have heard me say I like counting votes. It just depends on whether I would be part of the four or part of the three. If I was a minority of three, then maybe nothing would have changed. I'm sure that I would have, when I say speaking truth to power, that includes fellow council members.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if I had been on the council, I certainly wouldn't have taken some of the things that were going on lying down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, it depends on the makeup of the council. And I think everybody realizes that right now. There, it could be said that there's a 4-3 split on the Bethel City Council, and all you need to get something passed, to get a motion to pass, is four votes.
Yeah, but speaking to that decorum that you talked about was so important. Do you think you would have been able to change the tone of that council?
I certainly would have tried. I certainly would have tried. And, you do that through example. But again, sometimes you just have to come out and say, there's something that's not going exactly right here. And, when you say that, decorum doesn't mean getting somebody to change their mind. That's a whole separate part of the game, is trying to convince somebody to change their mind. Decorum is reminding people that we are being listened to at home. We have people in the audience. There's a reason that we are here. We are elected officials. We are held to a certain expectation of how we interact with one another and how we interact with the public and how we interact with representatives of the city and the city administration. That's what decorum is, and I'd certainly never have any trouble suggesting. And this is, you know, if people that have been here for a while can recall that, you know, council member comments at the end of every meeting, there were many times when council members, this is even before my time, when council members would kind of go, "Whew, man, that was a pretty good meeting tonight." So this has always been, there's always been an awareness among council members and among the public that, you know, council members need to, you know, get along with each other in the council setting and in the public setting, you know, in the non-meeting setting, mm-hmm. But also to act in a proper manner. Mm-hmm. And again, not bring any knives and stones up there to the, you know, to the bench at the council meeting and sit there sharpening them.
Okay. And moving on, why do you want to be on this council?
I get asked that every time I run. I enjoy the public process. I enjoy public service. I think that it's an obligation that we have as citizens. And the Bethel City Council is an interesting organization. City government around the state is very unique. It's a lot more unique than really anywhere else in the country. And I've been around local politics for a very long time. When I was growing up back in Plymouth, Massachusetts, I wasn't old enough to vote, but I certainly kept track of and went to what they called town meeting. It was the annual meeting of the community where they would do the budget and set the policy for the coming year. And so I've just always been involved and interested in public service. And this is being on the city council is a unique opportunity here in Bethel to continue that.
Mm-hmm. And looking back again on your past terms, aside from the pool, what are some things that you can say you're proud about?
You know, there's not a whole lot that I can say that I'm not proud that we've done. There are controversial decisions that we've taken. You know, I live out in Kasiley Subdivision. I get 1,000 gallons of water every week, so I pay as high a water bill and sewer bill as anybody else in Bethel. And, yeah, when I was on the council, when we were asked by USDA to have a small but steady increase in our rate structure to promote sustainability, I voted for it, knowing fully well that that was going to impact me in the pocketbook and everybody else. But it was an important decision because we are almost making money, not running in the red on utilities, and we are expanding our utility services. We've got the institutional corridor going. That's another one that I was, voted for. That's a very important project. There's a lot of things that the council has done, when I've been on there, that have benefited the community and will continue to benefit the community, and I'm pretty proud of that.
Mm. Did you learn anything in your past terms that you want to do differently this time around?
I think that, watching other places, I think that Bethel still needs to take a little bit higher profile in some venues, in statewide venues. You know, we had a chance to send Mayor Rob and I don't know if any other council members were going to go to the National League of Cities downstates, and I was kind of had mixed feelings about that. It was their annual conference down in Lower 48, and I'm not sure if we're a member of the National League of Cities yet anyway, but You know, maybe it's not such a bad idea to spend a few bucks and get, you know, representatives of the city down to Washington, D.C. at least once a year, because there are years when when the city council doesn't have an opportunity to meet with Senator Murkowski or Senator Sullivan or Congressman Young. Sometimes, you know, how does it go? You know, you got to, if you can't bring Muhammad to the mountain, you got to bring the mountain to Muhammad, you know? And so there are places where we need to get a little bit more involved. I think we probably should retain a lobbyist again, if only to make sure that when we go down to Juneau in the springtime for last municipal league, when the city council goes down to Juneau for last municipal league, that we have appointments set up with all the legislators that we need to see, and we've got briefing from that lobbyist, not with the expectation that if we spend 40 grand we're going to get 4 million, but we need to have some representation and have some doors open for us down there. So it's a matter of the Bethel City Council kind of going out and exercising the force that we really are.
Mm-hmm. Are there specific things that you want to accomplish if you get elected in this next term?
Yeah, there are. I've said a couple of times that if I get elected, the very first, or maybe one of the very first things I'm going to try to do is to repeal the ethics ordinance that the council has. That has absolutely no benefit for the public. It gives one council member an opportunity to point a finger at another council member under the table, have an executive session that the public may never hear what went on in it. It's just a hobble. It's a hobble on the council. The original idea, which was decorum, to try to have kind of a code of conduct for the council, wasn't a bad idea necessarily, but what it turned into is terrible. I want to change that right mm-hmm. off.
And what do you think is the biggest issue for Bethel right now?
There's a couple of issues. Economic development continues to be. We don't have enough jobs here. Housing is a terrible, terrible issue. I don't imagine anybody in the listening audience has ever gotten a call from a relative or a friend or a distant relative saying, hey, can I and my girlfriend and my baby stay with you guys for a while? Yeah, I have a job, a low-paying job, but I got no place to live. Housing in Bethel, we talk about the homelessness problem. There's a lot more homelessness than what you see people out on the street. We have young people who would like to come here to work in Bethel, and there's no place for them to live.
Mm-hmm. Let's move to a more positive note. What's your favorite thing about Bethel?
Oh, gee whiz, the weather. I used to, when it would get really hot and nice in Hooper Bay, it's my fault, folks. I would say, gee, if this is global warming, bring it on. I just like Bethel. When people say, oh, when I leave, I really miss it. Yeah, I do, so do I. I go to Anchorage, get up. There have been times I've gotten off the plane in Anchorage and couldn't wait to get back on to come back. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, last thing. Mark, do you have anything you want to say to your constituents?
Well, they're not my constituents yet, but I'd appreciate...
Potential constituents?
Appreciate your vote, folks. I think a lot of you know me. You see me around. You got any questions, I'm not hard to find.
All right. Thank you for listening to Coffee at KYUK. Join us again tomorrow as we learn about the candidates running for Bethel City Council. Tomorrow we'll be talking to Haley Hansen. And tune in for a live broadcast of the Candidates Forum on the 17th at 6:30 p.m. on KYUK.